Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you, this is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignments and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused? A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you've already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
And know, Sister Anna, that the Lord says there's a shifting and there is a moving of the Spirit, and I see increase around thee. For this is a season where the Lord says that I'm going to cause you to prosper. It's a season where the Lord says, do not be afraid. Do not doubt me, but know that I'm going to bless you. There will be some endings of some things. Let it go and prepare for the new. For the Lord says, what seems like a loss shall end up being a blessing for thee. The Lord says, I remove the struggle. I remove the depression. I remove the loneliness that the enemy tries to bring upon thee. For the Lord says unto thee, that the pressure that you have been under financially is getting ready to lift off of thee. And you're going to find that the Lord said there's going to be a major move of the Spirit. For the Lord says unto thee, that I have your future in my hands, and good things are getting ready to come into your life. For the Lord says, keep your conversations confidential. Watch whom you share things with. Keeping talks confidential will benefit you. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season of power. For the Lord says that you're going to begin to see that you're entering one of the best seasons and one of the best years for the next 18 months of your life. For the Lord says unto thee, you're in a season of a process, a season of changing, a season of abandoning certain thoughts, certain beliefs, certain things, certain people, things that are no longer meaningful to you, projects that drain you and seem to lead you nowhere need to go. Distance yourself, woman of God, from people who lean on you all the time for favors but never seem to give anything for you in return, even on the simplest scale. It's time to clear the clutter, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, literally and figuratively. For this is a season where the Lord says, I'm bringing you into season. So by going through your possessions and deciding which ones you want to give away to charity and which ones that you want to keep, you're going to feel lighter and more energized and yet even more calmer. So the Lord says, you're going to discover a treasure that I have placed deep down inside of the old prepare. For the Lord says, I have you in a season of a metamorphosis where I'm going deep within, but I'm going to cause you to prosper. For the Spirit will say unto thee that I'm going to replace some things in this season. Oh, I'm replacing some things. I'm replacing the things that has been holding on to and trying to stay in your life. It's like I'm replacing the hangers. Things that are old are falling to the wayside because newness is coming your way. Oh, get thyself ready for the move of the Spirit. For the Spirit will say unto thee that I touch your body. I touch thee from the inside out. For the Lord says, you're in a season of a cleansing. You're in a season of a metamorphosis, again, saith the Lord of hosts, where you're going to delete some things that are not of me. For the Lord says, for the next 3 weeks, guard your health, because the enemy wants to try to pull you down. The enemy wants to try to bring this sadness around thee. It's not a good time for taking just any kind of a medicine. Check the risk. Do things on a more holistic basis. Herbs and things of that nature. do not have any kind of a medical surgeries or things of that nature, operations. It's a time where the Lord says the enemy is seeking, trying to attack your body. Avoid lingering colds and flare-ups of chronic conditions. Your physical and your mental vitality is a little low, so watch who you have around you. Get proper rest, saith the Lord of hosts. And as you obey the word of the Lord, you're going to see great increase around thee. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee that you're going to be able to also deal with some things surrounding the elderly. It's a time where you may be dealing with real estate matters as well. It's a time where you're going to finish up some things and prepare for the new. It's a time where you might even just travel as well quickly. But the Lord says, don't travel overseas and things of that nature. Stay focused. I want to thank you, woman of God, for the miracle seed. For this is your season where I will cause you to stand and I will cause you to prosper. New things are coming into your life, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Anna. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, self-mastery. For Father God says you're coming into the season of healing to the body and the mind. I hear Father God saying, don't let go. Father God says he's blessing you in relationships and partnerships. I hear Father God saying there's going to be well-deserved recognition concerning work and employment. I even hear God saying entrepreneurship. I hear Father God saying there's going to be public recognition. I hear Father God saying this is an excellent season to communicate those things you've been praying for and you've been disastering. I hear Father God saying this is the season to begin to launch the new paperwork concerning your businesses. I further hear Father God saying this is the season to let your special talents and your special contributions come forth. I'm looking at some things you have done concerning technology and computers, as well as I'm looking at some things you have done concerning invention. I do hear Father God saying this is the season of perfect timing. For Father God says what you've been praying for and for is praying for you. I hear Father God saying, just be patient with yourself. Apply the seed of purpose. Apply the seed of patience. For Father God says, don't make any choices. Don't make any hasty decisions until after the playoff. Father God says, whatever this is, and that is the word of the Lord. Father God says new spiritual understanding, spiritual, emotional, mental, and psychological healing in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.